This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dr. Zakir, since Ramadan is the month of that trains your mind towards patience, could you tell the viewers about the significance of patience?
As far as the word patience is concerned, that is sabr, it's mentioned in the Quran 102 times. And it is one of the most important virtues in Islam. And through patience, you can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran says in several places that Allah is with those who are patient. Allah says in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 45, that seek Allah's help with patience, perseverance, and prayer. And it is indeed hard, except for those who are humble. Allah says in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 153, Ya ayyuhal lazina amanus ta'inu mi sabri wa salah. Inna Allah ma sabri. That, oh, you believe? Seek Allah's help with patience, perseverance, and prayer. For verily, Allah is with those who patiently persevere. Allah repeats a similar message in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 155 to verse number 157, that surely we will test you with something of fear and hunger, with loss of goods and lives and fruits of toils, and those are successful, those who patiently persevere. And the verse continues. And when struck with a calamity, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi rajiun. That from him we come and to him we return. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we come and to him is our return. See, Allah talks about patience, about perseverance. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 200, that, oh, you believe, persevere in patience and constancy, and strengthen each other so that you may prosper. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Hud, chapter number 11, verse number 150, and be steadfast in patience, for verily Allah will not suffer the reward of those who are righteous. Allah repeats the message in Surah Nahl, chapter number 16, verse number 127, that be patient, for verily patience is from Allah. And one of the criteria to go to Jannah is sabr, that's patience. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Asr, chapter 103, verse 1-3, Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa lazina amanu, wa amilu salihati, wa tawasaw bil haqq, wa tawasaw bil sabr. Indeed, mankind is in a state of loss, except those who have faith, those who have righteous deeds, those who exhort people to truth, and those who exhort people to patience and perseverance. So one of the criteria to go to Jannah is that you should have sabr. The minimum 4 criteria to go to Jannah: Iman, righteous deeds, exhorting people to truth, exhorting people to patience and perseverance. If any one of them is missing, under normal circumstances, you shall not go to Jannah. Because Allah says that patience is a requirement. If Allah wants to forgive you, it's a different question. As Allah says in Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 48 and Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 116, if Allah pleases, He may forgive any sin. But the sin of shirk, He'll not forgive. But under normal circumstances, if any one of these 4 criteria are missing, you should not enter Jannah. And one of them is sabr. And in the Quran, in Surah Shara, chapter 94, verse 5 and 6, says, Inna ma'al-usri yusra, wa inna ma'al-usri yusra. After every difficulty, there is reward. After every difficulty, there is success. That means hard times are there, but inshallah, in the end, there is success. So we have to be on the straight path, we have to do sabr. And the translation of sabr, as I mentioned, it is patience. It leads to self-restraint. And sabr also means constancy. It means forbearance. It means endurance. It means perseverance. There are various different shades. And if a person is patient, then it gets him success. A person who's impatient, he gets irritated, he gets angry, he is very short-tempered. He may fire some of his staff. He may lose his cool. He may behave badly with the other people. So impatience is very wrong. Think what you can do, you cannot do because of impatience. And if a person is calm and sober, he can think properly and success is more closer to him. An impatient person, he gets violent, he gets irritated, he gets frustrated. And the thing which he can do cannot be done. Rather, patience converts a thing which I can't do into a thing which I can do. And patience is very important for success in this world as well as the akhirah.